I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Vietnam hold firmly to Christ despite violence, loss, and suffering. More on that coming up. And then later, a ministry is celebrating some major milestones in some hard-to-reach areas. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. In our first story, hundreds of representatives from across the globe gathered last week in the United States for the International Religious Freedom Summit. But authorities in Vietnam had prevented three of its citizens from attending. In a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Paul Parahila with the Voice of the Martyrs Australia explained what the Vietnamese church endures in cities like Saigon.
They allowed church to exist, given that they register for the state and given that they abide with what the state would want them to do. But in the provinces and the villages, it's different. Officials would tell them that we are the law. Whatever we say, you follow.
Recently, a pastor was beaten to death after refusing to stop church worship gatherings. Parahilao has many stories like this. Yet he says believers are holding firmly to Christ in spite of the violence, loss, and suffering.
Yeah, just to be fair as well, some of them are really fearful. Of course, it's hard to lose a land. It's hard to lose a loved one because of that. They believe that Jesus is more than anything in this world. And that's why they're willing to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a lot more to the situation in Vietnam. We'll connect you to the full conversation with VOM Radio at our website. For now, pray persecutors will be drawn to Christ. Next, this month, deep emotion surrounds the two-year anniversary of a 7.8 magnitude quake that struck Turkey and Syria. More than 59,000 people died. Dozens are still missing, and their families are left with no answers about what happened to them. FMI's Patrick Anthony says rebuilding has been slower than the government promised. Hundreds of thousands of Turks still live in temporary containers awaiting new homes. A partner with FMI, whom we'll call Pastor Enver, travels back to the earthquake zone each month. He works with believers there, bringing them any donations he's received.
He's done a lot of counseling, too, meeting with people who are need to talk about their situation or just providing some spiritual care. They've seen many people come to faith in Christ through this and are continuing to come to Christ.
Anthony notes that although rebuilding efforts are frustratingly slow to many,
really, we're not to be putting our full trust in government. And it's a good call for the church that the church, whether you're in Turkey or somewhere else in the world where there's been a devastating event, the church is called to step up and to meet needs and share the hope of Christ.
Pray for the strength of gospel workers and consider giving to meet profound needs in Turkey as part of the body of Christ.
There is some concern that really more and more people are going to leave, which is going to make just even stabilizing that place even harder.
Finally, celebrate with the MENA Leadership Center what God did in 2024, plus what's ahead this year. Part of the center's mission is to accelerate gospel ministry by equipping Christian leaders. Last year, 450 participants from nearly 30 different nationalities took the training. Their digital church course made a big difference, says Fadi Sharaya.
Before the trainings that we have provided, some people did not even have an online presence. And now one of the ministers I have in mind, they have around, I think, 50,000 people attending their online church.
That meets a huge need in places where Christians can't always gather in person. Sharaya says another course taught leaders how AI chatbots can help them connect with people online. And there's more like this ahead in 2025. So if this type of leadership capacity building gets you excited for the future church in the MENA region, pray for this ministry.
Whenever we are, doing something for the glory of God, Satan is not happy. Please pray for protection. And finally, please pray for financial support for the ministry. We are in need to fill the gap for next year. So we are in need for partners to come on board and then support us financially.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.